Picture description advanced. I can see a girl who is really focusing on a book, reading very intently, devoting her full attention to it and trying to shut out any possible outside distractions. The bookshelf behind her suggests that she's in a library. The books on the white shelves give that impression, although many families, especially in Hungary, have shelves overflowing with books. But the environment seems too sterile to think that she's in a family home. There's nothing on the desk, apart from a pile of books, which again suggests a library, as at home a student's desk is normally much more cluttered with all sorts of things than that. She may be reading or studying, or both. Many people find libraries an ideal place to study because there are few interruptions to divert one's attention and distract one from learning. At home, it is much easier to find something else to do, something to look at or check just for a few minutes time and again. This picture could even have been taken decades ago, when it was much more obvious that if you were looking at or reading something intently, it was a book and not a digital device. But despite the rise of digital technology, the predictions of a complete eclipse of books and libraries has not come true. Many people still like to turn and even smell the pages of books, to immerse themselves in them, and are attracted by the silence and the special atmosphere of libraries. But indeed, looking at printed pages for hours on end in a world dominated by the powerful and visual stimuli of digital culture seems very old-fashioned and outdated. Still, many have not forgotten the art and magic of reading. Speaking of magic, the Harry Potter books have done a great deal to instill a love of reading in young people. And although they, like other bestsellers, have been made into blockbuster movies, there are many of us who still prefer imagining the stories and the characters for ourselves and don't necessarily expect to passively watch the action and the characters on the screen. The best way to make people love reading is to start introducing them to books in early childhood. For those whose parents read aloud to them and then regularly give them books that are suitable for their age and suit their interests, it can become a habit, even a way of life, and they become the crowds that today still queue up at book festivals and book weeks to buy the new books or get them autographed by famous authors. But I was also reminded of studying when I saw the picture, perhaps because the book is like an illustrated textbook rather than, say, a novel, and the girl's Far Eastern features remind us of the determination and single-mindedness of learning that students in the Far East are famous for.